This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipisali Yeshua. And this will be our last year before Yom Tif. And this will be the conclusion of Parak Aleph of Sefer Tzipisali Yeshua. Chavetz Chaim wrote in the previous parak, in the previous paragraph, that every just person needs to think, what will be when Mashiach comes? Who will be praiseworthy? Who will be fortunate? It will be those who clung to Hashem when there were troubles, when there were difficulties, and they stood at their post to be faithful. And each person, their madrega and their state will be determined based upon their knowledge of Torah and their fulfillment of mitzvahs. In other words, when Mashiach comes, it will be irrelevant how much money somebody has. It will be irrelevant what a person's house looks like. It will be irrelevant what a person's job is. When Mashiach comes, none of this will make any difference at all. The only thing that will be important are two things: knowledge of Torah and fulfillment of mitzvahs. Those will be the only two things. Some people, the Chafetz Chaim said, will illuminate like small stars. Some like big stars. Some will look like the moon in the beginning of the month. Some will look like the moon on the 5th of the month. Some will look like the moon on the 10th of the month. Some like on the 15th. Says the Tzipisal Yeshua, Uva'emes kozem rumas b'mash amar ha'kasav. The truth is, this is all alluded to in that which the Pasuk says, V'shavtem uri'isem bein tzadik l'rasha. You will return and you will see what's the difference between a righteous person and a wicked person, uvein oyved elokim lashalai avada, and someone who serves God and someone who does not serve Him. You'll be able to see, meaning in the end of days, you will be able to see the difference between someone who served Hashem and someone who didn't. Today, we don't see on a person's face how much Torah they know, how their performance of mitzvot are. But when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to see it on their face. Amru Chazal. Chazal say in Chagiga Testament Beis, Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oyved Elokim, Hainu Rasha, Hainu Lo Yavadai. The Tzadik is the same as the one who serves Hashem. The Rasha is the same as someone who doesn't serve Hashem. Ela bein Hashoine Perkoi Mea Pamim, bein Hashoine Mea Pamim V'achas. The difference will be between someone who reviews his learning 100 times and 101 times. Nowadays, you can't see the difference between someone who reviews his learning a little bit more and someone who reviews a little bit less. But the day will come, we'll be able to see it on people's faces. Ube urai lefi ma shahaya amalei batar b'yoser. The explanation is, it will be based upon a person's toiling in Torah. The more a person toils in Torah, ya'ir ar pana b'yoser, the light of his face will illuminate more. V'zeu sha'amar, this is what it means, uri isem. V'shavtem uri isem, you'll return and you'll see. When Mashiach comes, you'll be able to see. You literally will be able to see the level that people are on. Hainu shi'a nikar al arpanav will be recognizable by the light of a person's face, madre gasa hayosik daila, the level that they're on. U'mesayim sham b'tam d'vel yo rabba paragimel. The tam d'vel yo rabba paragimel concludes, zeha klal. Here's the rule. Kal hanoise panim ala taira. Anyone who is favorable toward the taira, zoicha u'mekabal p'nei ha'shchina, will merit and receive the countenance of the Shechina. Aval hamezoyham ba'averais. One who is filthy in sin, enoy meisev b'fnei ha'melech, will not sit before the king. Meaning, even after a person receives their punishment in Gehenna, in the purgatory, someone who is filthy with sin, v'yinokeh me'avanoisam, and will be cleansed from his averos, enoy zoicha l'kabal p'nei ha'melech, will not be zoicha to accept the countenance of the king. So a person shouldn't think, you know what, big deal if I waste my life. I'll get Gehenim, and then I'll be able to get where I need to go. No, you won't be able to get where you need to go. Okay, inyan shamru chazal, like chazal say, hamachled atzmei la'averoi, ein loy mechila olamas. Someone who definitively gives themselves over to sin will never be atoned for, will never have mechila. When is this speaking about? That's if they didn't repent. Avam also tshuva v'meis. If someone who repented and died, harehu kitzadik oylam l'chol dvarav. He is like a full-fledged tzaddik. Ukein ze isa sham gamkin parakei. We find similarly in Tanya Dvelio parakei v'zal shaynoi kavod va'oiz la tzaddikim la asad lavai ulaylam haba. Honor and strength to the righteous in the future and the world to come. Ketzad how? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'Beis HaMedrash Shalai. God sits in His Beis Medrash. V'tzadikei Oilam Yoshev L'fanav. And the eternal righteous sit before Him. U'l'chol Echa V'Echa Noisin Loi Ma'ar Panim. And each one will be given a radiance. L'fi HaTorah She'yesh Bo, based on the Torah that they have. So, when Mashiach comes, a person's level will be determined by their Yediyas HaTorah and also by their Kiyam HaMitzvahs. V'da'oid, says the Chafetz Chaim, L'fi ma sheberu l'mala, based on what we explained earlier, D'besoif ha'golos, the end of the golos, Yimotsu deos nefsadois, we will find ideologies that are false and empty. V'yesha oideze yibadu min ha'tar min ha'mitzvahs, and because of that, some will separate from tar mitzvahs. Those people who strengthen themselves to go in the ways of Hashem, the Lilmai Tairasa, and to learn His Torah, Lakai Mitzvaysav, Nikram Az B'Shem Tzadikim, they will be called Tzadikim. You know, we have this misconception. We like to say, Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim, your people, they're all righteous. It's true, but not all Jews are called your people. You hear this? It's a mistake to say that all Jews are Tzadikim. It's not a mistake, it's wrong. You're not allowed to say that. It's only Jews that are strengthen themselves to go in the ways of Hashem and learn Torah and fulfill mitzvahs. They're called tzaddikim. V'zeu she'amar ha'kasav, this is what the pasuk means. V'amich kulam tzaddikim, and your people, they're all righteous. Hainu oisan she'yisharu l'tzad Hashem. That is those who remain on the side of Hashem. V'loi nisbatu l'hapoishim, and they're not seduced by the sinners. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim says this explanation of Amech Kulam Tzadikim doesn't refer to all Jews. It refers to those Jews that remain steadfast despite the Jews that separate from the Torah because of false ideology. So not all Jews are Tzadikim. All Jews that cling to the Torah are Tzadikim. The Alkin, therefore, Tzorach Kol Ish L'Schazik Ko'es B'Yediyas HaTorah. Every person has to strengthen themselves nowadays in knowing the Torah of a kiyum mitzvahs and fulfilling the mitzvahs. Da'acher shiyavay Mashiach, because after Mashiach comes, shuv nikram oisam hashanim, we're going to refer to those years as shanim asher ein bohem chifetz, years that we don't want. When Mashiach comes, we're going to say, we don't want it. Why not? U'kamash amar ha'kasav, like the pasuk says, u'zachar es bairecha b'mei b'churay secha, remember your Creator in your youth. Adashar lo yavayu yimei hara, before the days of evil come, v'higiyu shanim, and the years reach asher taimer, that you're going to say ein li b'hem chifetz, I don't desire them. V'amru Chazal say ilu yimei samashiach. This is the era of Mashiach she'ein b'hem zchus v'lechayva. When Mashiach comes, there's no opportunity for merit and demerit. V'hatam, the reason is ki oz yispatel hayetzar hara. Then the yetzar hara will become Fatal. So, Be'ezus Hashem, after Sukkot, we'll continue in the Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua, and with Hashem's help, we'll continue learning this wondrous Sefer. I wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and we could continue to practice the ideals of the Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua when we say Harachamon Hu Yakim Lanu Esukas David Hanoifalas. Wishing everyone a good Yom Tov, Chag Kosher V'Sameach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.